We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. It is Friday. What does that mean, Mr. Rose?
We get a people what they want.
That means all voicemail Friday. You guys control the content. Call 985-80-JALEN and we'll talk about anything that you can think of, not just related to sports, advice, professional advice, relationship advice, parenting advice, anything you need, any question you have, call 985-80-JALEN and we will address it. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, Joe? Jalen and Jacoby. It's Dewey in St. Petersburg. All right, I know you guys have a lot of bathroom talk. I have a question. I really don't know what to do. This could be career or life advice. I have a new boss. She's been here for all of 1 week. I walked in on her in the unisex bathroom today because the door wasn't locked. There's only one toilet in there. So I say, I'm sorry. I immediately close the door, and then I just go running off to another part of our campus here. Am I supposed to bring this up to her? Is she supposed to bring this up to me, or do we just act like it never happened? Shout out, Red. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
Dude, you gotta get a new job, dog. You might have to move out the state. I'm sorry. One of y'all gotta go. One of y'all gotta go. You can't just have that hanging over your relationship. Let me tell you how this is gonna play out, Dewey. I know exactly how this is gonna play out. She's been there for a week. You saw her sitting on the toilet with her pants around her ankles. She's embarrassed. The person who ends up entering the room ends up more embarrassed than the person who's sitting there half naked. But she got locked that door, number one. This is not your fault, Dewey. This is not your fault. Like Goodwill Hunting, this is not your fault. But here's how it's going to play out, Dewey. I know exactly how this goes. You came to the right place. She's going to bring it up at a Christmas party. She's going to be like, remember my first week on the job? And she's going to bring it up after a few cocktails at the Christmas party. Call back to Jalen and Jacoby after the Christmas party. Confirm that I'm correct, because that's exactly how it's going to play out.
Dewey, thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. First and foremost, keep getting them checks. So don't bring it up. And how you play it is, the longer she starts to work there and gets more comfortable with you and her surroundings, she's gonna break the ice, like Jacoby said, to not only bring it up to you, but she's gonna let everybody else know that it happened, just because she don't want everybody to start hear about it happening. Because when you hear about things happening third party, they get exaggerated. You know, the first time it's just innocent, you walked in, whatever. And then it's gonna become what you saw, how her legs look, how her feet look, you know what I'm saying, what kind of underwear she had on, it's gonna become all of that. And so she's gonna be the person that acknowledges that it happened, and she's the person in power. So this is actually good for you, I believe.
It's gonna help your relationship ultimately.
Correct. I think now she's gonna have a more personable relationship with you than someone of your equal time and energy spent, that is, because of that incident. Let us know how this plays out, but I think this is a good thing for you.
We have a bathroom like that, the talent bathroom here at ESPN. We've discussed this before. And it's a small bathroom, but it's handicapped accessible, so it's big enough for, you know, for like a wheelchair to go in there. And it's got a lock on it, just like Dewey's at his place. I'm sitting down on the toilet. I look over at the door. The door is unlocked.
What do you do?
Let's just say I locked the door as soon as I could. You know what I mean? As soon as I had an opportunity to, I made sure to lock that door. But there was probably a good 45 seconds where I was a little concerned.
You had
also,
to rinse
Dewey,
and repeat.
I got a question for you, Dewey. A question for you, for real. Because there's a code when it comes to that bathroom. If the door is closed, you check the handle and you knock, you know what I mean, just to confirm there's no one in there. So there's a little bit of this that's on Dewey, that he's just like willy-nilly just busting doors open on bathrooms. So, you're not innocent in this, Dewey.
But Dwight. here's why you come to Jalen and Jacoby. Because we're fair. And like Jacoby said, if you're her from now on, I don't go by what people say. I go by what people do. And from now on, she going to make sure the door is locked.
Oh, she going to throw a chair in there. Yeah, yeah. She's going to barricade the door.
All right. And from now on, you're going to also do what Jacoby said. Consider the etiquette, like when you're at work, maybe not putting seafood or fish in the microwave because other people got to use it and smell it, and it may, you know, smell up the office space. This is a we space.
Scott Van Pelt was livid one day in Bristol because someone used fish in the microwave. Livid.
Good for him. Good for SVP. I was livid too. And the other thing I'll say is you're not going to go barging in the closed doors without hitting the handle first, without, hey, somebody in there first, hey, without knocking first. Why? You said the key word. It's not only a bathroom, a unisex one.
How do you feel about this, Mr. Rose? This happened to me in the talent bathroom here at the Seaport. I'm in there having a seated experience, as you would call it. Someone hits the handle.
Ooh.
90 seconds later, knocks on the door.
Oh.
So what do you think I'm doing in there? You know what I mean? You think I'm chilling in there reading a book? Like, you think I'm lying down taking a nap? I'm maximizing my time in here, my guy. No, there's no knock that's going to make me go quicker or slower, okay? How do you feel about the knock follow-up?
So the knock follow-up is controversial. It's two things I want to acknowledge. The scene of you getting off the toilet to lock the door and getting back off the toilet, that's a 30 for 30.
30 for 30 short. We can get like a solid 9 minutes. That's
30 for 30 short right there. Just the reenactment of all of that and what you had to do and how you had to wipe and how your right leg had to step out. You know what I'm saying? Your right arm had to be extended.
I got long arms.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's one. Two, banging on the door is just rude.
What are you doing? What do you think I'm chilling in there? You think I'm just like on the phone?
That's just rude.
What do you think I'm doing in there?
But hold on, hit the brakes though. Because I've been a knocker.
Really?
Yeah, and let me tell you the line of demarcation. You ask, what do you think I'm doing in there? And you also ask, do you think I'm on the phone? And for many people, the actual answer is yes. They are in the bathroom on the phone. How about that?
Mm-mm.
How about
you
that?
Remember, they already jiggled the handle. So I know that someone is waiting to jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. So they already jiggled. So I know that this is that someone is trying to get in. So I'm not just chilling there. You know what I mean? Like the jiggle and then the follow-up knocks
to
me was a violation.
That
was a violation. The violation. You always hear it when you jiggle the handle. Always.
Now let me tell you what you don't do, and I know you didn't do this. What you don't do is yell out to the person that knocks and bangs. In a minute, on my way, here I come.
No.
Somebody in here. You don't have to do none of that.
And you know what else I don't do? I don't rush. Like, you're not going to change my
pace.
See, you're not gonna change my pace. I'm good.
You make it longer.
I'm gonna sing the Stevie Wonder "Happy Birthday" when I wash my hands, not the regular white people "Happy Birthday." I'm gonna take my time in there. One time, a popular ESPN personality was live on the air in between a segment, and I was having a seated experience in the talent bathroom right next to the studio, and they jiggled the handle and they were mad, and they said, "God damn it."
And you can hear them cuss.
Yeah.
Like the somebody
popular,
that just lost their money at the craps table.
Popular ESPN personality. And I was like, listen, I don't work my seated experiences around your commercial breaks. You know what I mean? Like I don't time them up to make sure that you're alive.
And you probably don't even know you was getting meme mugged by that person from now on.
Well, they don't know it's me in there. They moved on. But I already told you, Fox Sports owes me a Christmas card.
Oh, man.
Marcellus Wiley owes me a Christmas card. Because I'm the reason.
Hold that.
I'm the reason Emmanuel Acho left ESPN to go to Fox Sports. Because he had the misfortune of having to use that bathroom immediately as I stepped out of it. And he's like, I can't work here no more in these conditions. This is a toxic work environment, literally.
He called HR on you right after that.
Yeah, no, he called the cops. That's like a human rights violation.
Oh,
what's the next voicemail?
That's hilarious.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Hi, Jalen. Hi, Jacoby. My name is Larissa. I'm from North Carolina. Shout out, Reg, also. So I have a question for you guys that I wanted to ask. So recently, my boyfriend Chris and I got engaged. And so after we got engaged, you know, we started looking at our finances together since, you know, that's the next step. And so while we were doing that, I come to find out that he gets, you know, multiple haircuts a month, and each haircut is $50, and he tips the barber $20 on top of the $50, so making each haircut $70. And in my opinion is that is just outrageous. Like, that's a lot of money for a haircut, but I wanted to get you guys' opinion. Like, is that normal, or, you know, should he tip maybe less? He says he can't now because that's what he's been tipping the barber forever, so he can't just tip less now. So what do you guys think about it? Like, I want to know what you guys think. Thank you so much for hearing our voicemail, and I hope you have a good day. Bye.
She's the best. I love her so much.
Larissa, see, this is what Larissa does. Sometimes when you do certain shows here at ESPN, they want you to disagree with your co-host, and they engineer it that way. And this is what Larissa is doing right here. She's producing a debate segment. That's what she's doing. Because I'm just going to say loud and clear, 50 plus 20, if you're like a white person that gets their hair cut every 3 months, that's fine.
I love this show so much.
Okay, that's fine. But if you're getting multiple $70 haircuts per month, so let's say 210, so we'll call it three haircuts a month, $210 a month, 210, that's 2,000, oh God, three, oh God, $210. No, that's going to be
10 is 2,100.
That's going to be $2,520, maybe.
$2,100 plus 42, so that's, yeah. That's,
whatever. I'm
like $2,500 a year.
Yeah. I'll get the real numbers here. Times 12. That's $2,500. Yeah, 2520. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A year after taxes. Before taxes, you're looking at $3,500, maybe. And Chris, I'm on television. Television. And I get my hair cut once a week. $16. Plus a $14 tip. And I'm on TV. So you don't need to be spending $50 plus 20 on your haircuts. Unless you're doing like a white guy four haircuts a year kind of a thing. Which would mean you go to a salon, not a barbershop. That's what my people do. They go to salons and get their hair cut with
salons.
Scissors. With scissors.
Like,
no one's ever cut your hair with scissors before. Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't plug things into the wall to cut your hair.
Hair massage.
Yeah, and a shave. So, Larissa, I'm with you. But another thing, a piece of advice I have as you enter into this partnership, this lifetime partnership, is you gotta have your financial conversations and go over it. But let's not fine-tooth comb each other's finances like this. Pun intended. You know what I mean? Because there's got to be a little slush money. Like, I've got my little personal checking account. I can do whatever I want with that. I give the majority to the family, but like, I'm gonna buy a couple pairs of sneakers, and I'm gonna treat myself to a $60 lunch from time to time. So I think it's important for you guys to have these discussions, but be careful going through the finances with a fine tooth comb.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. This is one of the greatest topics in the history of this program.
Really? Better than pooping?
Absolutely. Because everything you say with, and I use words incorrectly, I vehemently disagree.
I knew it.
Like, I can't spell it, but I'm pretty sure I said it right.
I think
so. And let me tell you something. You answered your own question, and I'm going to teach you how. Even though you're paying $16 for the cut, you're still giving like an 85% tip.
Yeah, because it's so damn cheap.
Correct. But you're still giving like an 85% tip.
Mm-hmm.
In his case, he's paying 50. He's giving less than a 50% tip.
It's 40% tip.
Right? You're giving an 80% tip. He's giving a 40% tip. So basically what that is y'all in theory doing the same thing. And you're paying more. It's just your cut is less.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the reason why you're tipping 80% is not only because you're paying $16, it's because your barber is giving you a service that you really desire, that you really need, that you really appreciate. And also they're scheduling you. And what happens when you call your barber and you need a meeting just came up right now and you hit the barber and you now need a cut at 1 today? If you're not a tipper, you're not getting a cut that day.
Mm.
So you got to remember, Marissa, he's dealing with an independent contractor. And if that barber can charge 50, that means that's what the other clients are paying. The $20 tip is what separates him and keeps him from sitting in the barbershop 3 hours versus his appointment being on time.
I like what you did there. So, Larissa, if you want to spend time with Chris, you're going to have to deal with these tips.
And
you want to spend less time with Chris, I guess you could, spend less on the haircut.
Because he literally could be, I'm telling you, go to the end of that line, he'd be sitting in the barbershop 2 or 3 hours. It'd be people coming in there, you sitting in the chair like Quavo walked in, and they like, you got to get up. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to deal with the loyal customers. And just so you know, as the person who's most known in delivery rooms and barbershops, just like any profession, sports, entertainment, business, there's a market. And there's a market for the $16 barber. There's a market for the $50 barber. There's a market for the $100 barber. There's a market for the $250 barber.
Is there?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna learn how to cut hair.
That's correct. That's a trade. And when you learn one, you can feed yourself forever. And your audience basically dictates your rate based on your popularity and how good you are. And so him paying that $20 tip is no different from him having a drink or having a cocktail. That's just taxes that he got to use to even function in that world. That's one. Number two, you said something I believe every relationship should have. A we fund and a me fund.
Yes, exactly. It's very well put.
Because if every time I make a move, like I want to buy something for a family member, or I want to go out for drinks, or I want to go out for dinner, I want to do something, that should be like my fund, slush fund, and I'm just handling that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Judge-free zone with my funds.
Yes.
And then you have your judge-free zone with your funds. You making moves, doing all you doing, da-da-da. And it's like any business. There's certain businesses you got to get approval for spending. So maybe y'all can agree, all right, now, if you're going to spend something for $500, then we got to talk about it. If you're going to spend something for $1,000, then we got to talk about it.
I like this, full disclosure. You don't have to disclose things that are below a certain line, but once you get above a certain line that's mutually agreed upon, we need disclosure.
Correct. And so that will be my solution, how you should handle it. Please hit us back and let us know the update and let us know.
I got to know. Here's what I got to know.
How he feels about this.
Here's what I got to know, Larissa. I'm going to get down to the core issue that Jalen's afraid to ask. Is this a white guy, a Latino, or a black guy? Or other? That's what we need to know.
Because
that changes everything. That changes everything. That changes everything.
Well, I'll tell you this. If he a black guy, he paying a discount.
Jay, you live a different lifestyle than our audience. You know what
discount.
I mean?
Discount.
If $50 is a high price for a barbershop experience. Not I'm in your world.
I'm telling you,
I'm a civilian. You're a celebrity. Civilian haircuts should be less than $50.
I agree. However, it's not about the cost of the haircut. It's about how many people want them to cut their hair. And let's do some math. If I could cut 5 heads for $50, I'm going to do that. Versus cutting 10 heads for $25. Do that math.
I'm with it.
Like,
let us know, Larissa.
Now.
Send us the follow-up.
Come
Send us the follow-up. I like to visualize Larissa and Chris growing through this and having a little argument. And Chris being like, call 98580 Jalen. Let's hear from Uncle Jacoby and Uncle Jalen on this one.
We love them.
That's solution oriented. That's problem solving, Chris.
Larissa,
good job.
Larissa, you're part of a power couple because of what Jacoby just said, but also because of something else I'm about to say. He didn't disclose that from you. Because here's what he got to also learn to do. You got to learn to pay cash with some stuff, homeboy.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
You got to learn to pay cash with some stuff with your slush fund,
see,
family.
See, the dirt that I do, it can come on my statement, it just says $500 cash from ATM. It
Correct.
Doesn't say what I did with the $500.
Ding,
you know
ding,
what I mean?
Ding, that's, ding,
there's
ding,
no
ding,
paper
ding,
trail
ding.
There. There's no paper trail there.
Correct.
Appreciate the call, Larissa. We got time for a couple more voicemails. Let's listen to the next one.
Jalen and Jacoby, man, y'all are some wild boys, man. I had to stop Thursday pod because of what Jacoby said about them cheeks, man. Y'all some wild boys. But anyways, man, this is E from the A. Shout out Reg. Get the boy on the pod, man. It was my birthday not too long ago. I was hoping y'all was going to get me on the pod, but it didn't happen. But anyways, man, I got a question for y'all. I'm in the dating scene now, you know what I mean? The boy's back on the market. But I'm out here trying to navigate, the dating thing and, you know, got a couple of shorties that I'm talking to. What is the best advice that you give to anybody getting back on the scene? How do you handle navigating through multiple women and picking the type of woman that you want to end up being with? Anyways, man, love the pod. It's been a day one-er. Anyways, keep doing what y'all do. Peace.
Big shout to D from the A. I got one piece of advice for you. Sounds like you're recently re-engaging into the dating scene. And here's my piece of advice. Don't settle down. Date around. Sounds like you just got out of a relationship. Date around. Even if you find somebody that you connect with really well, just keep that at arm's length for a few months at least before you really start committing to a mutually exclusive relationship. That's my advice, D from the A.
So I was answering a text, and so I respect you, D from the A. I just got a message that I need to respond to.
Recently
so
back
tell me
on
exactly
the dating
what my
scene.
Guy said.
Recently back on the dating scene, needs some advice from Uncle Jalen about how to handle dating multiple women, how he should be looking for someone to settle down with, etc.
I say, keep your options plentiful and be patient as you get into your next situation. Take the time to learn things that you like about yourself in relationships and things that you know you need to improve on as a human being to bring to a relationship before you expect it from somebody else. So many times, that's one thing that people do. And then the other thing is, I'll say, be honest. Like, if you're out to dinner on Monday night with one of your lady friends, and you got a dinner with somebody else on Thursday night, it's okay to let the person you was with on Monday night know that you're talking to other people. Like, you know, and it, you know, it's not my girlfriend.
I got another one, Jay. Get out of your comfort zone, D. You know what I mean? Not just with the diversify your portfolio. You know what I mean? Diversify your dating portfolio and also in the activities that you do on these dates as well. Get weird with it. You only get one chance. Before you know it, you'll be back in another relationship. Larissa, Dewey, D from the A, appreciate your calls as always. If you're listening to the pod right now, call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the pod. And we will be back on Monday with another dope pod of Step 2. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people-